hundreds of conversations, and the coolest part about that was the majority of those conversations took place with people not in education, which is what needed to happen. A lot of music education programs are being pulled from schools. Some blame COVID. I mean, there's a lot of different reasonings that's kind of unfounded, but we've accepted this. Our culture has accepted this. Like, yeah, it's just too bad they're cutting these music education programs. And the same thing, you know, with teacher wellness, which is another big part of that, teacher mental health. There's so much focus on students, but we're losing great teachers in the classroom. It was amazing how many conversations I had with folks about those two things. Since COVID, the number of cases of mental anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation have skyrocketed. We've seen this before, but since post-COVID, it's just unbelievable. And the amount of teachers, great teachers, leaving the profession because of all the different pressures that are put upon them and really no way to deal with those effectively, we're seeing them leave. So the idea behind The Ride was kind of combining a passion of mine with bringing a novel way of having grassroots conversations to at least begin awareness, begin discussions about what can we do, because we cannot accept the fact that the one thing that triggers the brain more than anything else in a school system is being taken out of school systems. I like to refer to the fact that I think in a time where there's so many hot topics in school and our students are under such distress, they just need ice. They just need an ice bath, ICE. They need something that challenges them intellectually, but that also provides a creative and emotional outlet. And nothing in a school curriculum does that like music does.